In the name of Jesus, amen. Great crowds, big, huge, accompanying Jesus that get you excited. He's on a roll, measure of success, or at least a way to compare with anyone who has lesser crowds and smaller numbers. Will you draw a great crowd? I have accumulated a great number of books on my shelves over the years. Lots of them were free, super churchy stuff on the kind of leadership that God is pleased with, that promises to help deliver some great crowds. Some of these books are still in their shrink wrap. I am very busy, but I have read the covers. Honestly, though, part of me thinks that Jesus should read these books, give a listen to experts being expert. Jesus has great crowds accompanying him, and this is opportunity. And so he turns to his mega assembly, has something to say. But remember, he's on his way somewhere. He has set his face to Jerusalem, to a cross and a death. God crucified for the life of the world. And what he says, you heard it, it is a pretty hard sell, a good way to lose a great crowd. He says, listen, now that I've got your attention with all this hate language, maybe you'll listen for a change. I give you the best offer of salvation ever, the only one that actually works. Salvation is only through me, only with me, my suffering, dying, rising. Stay with me. Bear your own cross. Come after me with mine in my death. And salvation is yours. Gift I give. You contribute nothing. All you bring and all you have counts for nothing when it comes to salvation. Even all the good things I give, like your family, your life, you can renounce them. I am the only one that counts for this. I give you ears, too. Listen. But the crowd's not listening. Says Jesus, no, really, you should listen. Our families are all Lutheran, kids in Sunday school, super active youth group. Even have a pastor or two in our family trees. We're confirmed, a bunch of us know the catechism by memory. We're churchgoers and Bible believers. We have brothers and sisters who sacrifice to become parochial school teachers. Our wives are pious. Our pedigree is really pretty good, Jesus. And Jesus' reaction? He is unimpressed. Family connections don't give you heaven. Luther isn't the Savior. Your parents aren't, neither's your wife. Only I am. So let me put it in words that might stun you, scandalize you, terms so outrageous. Here it is. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, he cannot be my disciple. Jolted yet? Ears to hear? Still, no, not even phased. The great crowd of us trot out our lives. Pretty sure that Jesus is exaggerating here a bit. And he's not selling this discipleship thing well at all. So we speak again, saying, Jesus, please listen to us. We're consumers, super savvy religious shoppers. We're Christian hip enough to self-report a pretty vibrant church life at times. We've got our act together, crooked ways made mostly straight, good morals, tidied up lives, good boys and girls. Oh, yes, I see that, Jesus responds. But I see you as you are, and I always call a thing what it is. And as far as I'm concerned, your lives are rotting at the core. Can you smell it? I see what comes out of your hearts. The ugly list. You think that God might owe you salvation? That by your better than average life, you've maneuvered God into a firm and holy headlock? Handcuffed by your practiced pieties, I'll let you in on a secret, my mystery. Salvation is only through my body and bloody cross, over there in Jerusalem, through my perfect life, which I offer for you, the whole great crowd of you, every part of you, my body, dead on a tree. So I put this to you outrageously again. If anyone comes to me and does not hate even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Ears hearing that? Want to travel with me? Want salvation? Well, that's my job. All me. Not yours or your family or anything else that you can put up in the lives that you make for yourselves. I die in Jerusalem. I take the whole great crowd under wing into my death. My cross, it counts for you. I forgive you all your sins. You are safe there, secure. It's where you truly have life, mine, now and forever. This being a disciple is serious stuff in a not-so-serious world and a too often unserious church. Think about it. Who in his right mind starts a building project? And who in his right mind starts a building project without counting the cost? Or your army going out against another that's twice your size? Change your awful plan. Negotiate for peace. Count the cost. A disciple of Jesus hangs on to nothing of his own before God. It's all in Jesus. Salvation is his doing and giving, his dying and Easter rising. He is deathless for you, and he is deathless now with you. You know it. The great crowds dwindled. Who wants a God like this? And by the time Jesus and his face get to Jerusalem, only a tiny congregation remains. A couple of Marys and a John. But you are part of that little holy church. You're baptized there, killed, and made alive. Eat and drink this Savior's Golgotha body and blood. Hear him. Cling to Jesus. He's everything. We're nothing. But you've received all that is his. Amen. Now may that peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.